Hey guys, what's poppin'? It's Maria again, and this is Maria's Broadcast in the Dark. I'm so excited, guys. Happy New Year! I'm actually so excited for the New Year's, and I'm so enthusiastic that better things will happen. I mean, this has to be better than last year. I mean, you know, now everybody has gone through a lot. So anyway, so I'm happy. Hey, to introduce you guys to season 2 of Maria's Broadcast in the Dark. And you know, the information I have for you guys now is that so this season, it's not going to be like there's a particular series. This season is going to have crazy things. It's going to feature your boyfriend chronicles. It's going to feature dates wahala. There's a lot, you guys. I have a lot for you guys. I was just waiting for this new year to reach so that I can come and surprise people. But anyways, how have you guys been doing this news? And please, how are you celebrating your New Year's? If you get fried rice and chicken, if you get jollof rice, anywhere there's celebration, please invite me, or I beg. I'm open for any form of enjoyment. Anyways, in the spirit of the New Year's, I'm going to just play this song because, I mean, it's kind of old school, but, all about the celebration. So, yeah, enjoy this and I'm going to be right back, guys. Yes, it's all celebration here. We are all happy to have made it into 2022. God, I thank you. Anyways, before I can get into the actual agenda of today, yeah, so yesterday while I was getting ready for, you know, I had my own crossover in church. I don't know about you guys, but me, I'm God's baby. So I had to like go and meet my personal Lord and Savior in that church, you know, to start the new year on a very good note. So I had my crossover in church, and while I was dressing, I was just thinking, this is not even just about the things that have been going on just last year. It's like I've lost reflecting on my life. Guys, I'm no motivational speaker. Trust me, I'm not for all those things. But I was just thinking, right? I've made it this far. And this made me think of the first time I actually played this. Okay, I know some of you don't know, but I actually played the saxophone. And this made me think of the first time I played. I actually like performed a whole praise with saxophone after just learning the saxophone in 1 week, guys. And this just made me realize that personally I feel like there's nothing I set my eyes on that I won't achieve. So this is how guys, this is all about story time. So yes, this is another story time. So actually, I started playing the saxophone when I was in high school. That was like SS2. I had this my music teacher. Teacher. His name is Mr. Abe. Oh, shout out to you, sir. I miss you. Thank you for everything. Anyway, so it was my music teacher, and in school we had this like our orchestral band, consists of like other students like me and like, yeah, SS1 people, SS2 people, like anybody, as long as you're a student of the school, you can be in the orchestra band. So with my love for music, I instantly joined the orchestra. And usually like the modification for our, like especially for girls, like most times you first start playing the violin, and then you move to like other greater instruments. So it's not like violin is not a great instrument, but like for our band that was like just a start. So most people started with violin, and yeah, I was part of, while some people just came and yeah went to woodwind straight, but me, I started with the string. So like I honestly, like while I was a student, a member of the orchestra, I mean, I had my classmates there too with me. I don't know if I should mention this, but I just feel like, yes, let me give them a shout out. Shout out to Wisdom, shout out to Elishama, shout out to Tolu, shout out to Demilade, shout out to Jeff, shout out to Ayola. And I'm sorry if I didn't mention your name here, but yes, as long as you're my classmate and you were in the band, oh, shout out to you. So yes, we had like a lot of, all of us were there. And around that time, I felt like the least favorite as far as the band goes. I felt like the least favorite because I know there were times, right, that my music teacher, like, let's, because we usually like go for competitions, like, yeah, like classical music performances, churches will call us to come and play as a band, and it was always exciting for students. I mean, number one, the first thing is that it was an avenue for us to leave the school premises, and the second thing was that we get to go out and they just give us food now. No, and yes, recognition. So that was all in the perks. I mean, many people wanted to be in the band, but you know, you gotta be talented, and even if you aren't, like, we'll teach you. So like, I felt like I was least favorite because there are many times that I had been left behind. Like, I think there was a time, like, we had this, they called our band to, like, play in this, this classical, setting anyways. So, it was, like, an award show, something like that. And my music teacher didn't call me. Like, he left me out. Maybe, the thing is just that, okay, before he called, I feel like it happens in different situations to different people. Like, before he could remember me, he would call the other people. Now, before I remember that, Maria has not been called. Then I was going by the name Titi. So, like, Titi has not been called, though. This thing, and I'll usually find out, like, maybe when my other friends see me, like, why aren't you in band practice? And I'll be like, is there band practice? I didn't know. I was not aware. And I'll just realize that, okay, this man literally handpicked people. Like, it's not that he hated me, but, you know, I felt like it just, you know, every teacher has their, who they think is the best and who they think is their favorite. Yeah. So, and at that time, I was like, see, I had something to prove to myself, because if I'm not being rated right now, I have something to prove to myself and to prove to people too. So I just took the bull by the horn. I was like, you know what? I'm leaving violin section. I'm moving to saxophone. I've always had this love for saxophone. Also, I love the spotlight. I mean, who doesn't? There's some people that don't, but me, I'm for the spotlight. And I usually say this to my friends, that the world is my stage and I'm here to perform. Yes, the world is going to see me. Yes. So I was like, okay, I know with saxophone, I can, number one, finally get to play the instrument I love. Number two, finally get the recognition I deserve. Number three, yes, I'll climb up the charts. I mean, when I leave the violin and go to all the way to the saxophone, I'm like, this a girl playing saxophone is on that big thing too, because it's usually guys that play it. So just a week after I learned that instrument, like, my music teacher was surprised when I told him, like, are you serious? You play saxophone? I'm like, yes, I want to. And I was like, yeah, okay, so you have to buy your own saxophone? I'm like, yeah, I know that. And yes, I got this saxophone, my own brand new. I got it. I just learned it in, like, I think it was just that 1 week before we had to go for break. I was in boarding school then, so we had to go for break. And when I was at home, there was, I attended Celestial Church, guys, white garment. And there was this, we had our harvest, the adult harvest, which is usually like the big event, like people from other churches are coming to, like, literally see the ministrations, see the performances and everything. So I was like, I'm slotting myself in. Like, I requested for a slot to actually minister. And when I said it, my mom was like, hey, please, what do you want to minister? With this, your same saxophone that you learned in 1 week. I said, yes, I am going to minister with this saxophone. She's like, okay, that means it's just one song. Even when my music teacher, like, tried to rehearse the song with me, the song he rehearsed with me was not what I played, though. You guys, I'm going to do a praise medley and I'm going to make everybody dance. But I just learned this in 1 week. How many things did I know? But I was like, I had stuff to prove to myself and to prove to the world, and I have to do this. Like, I'm not just going to come and just perform one song and then I'm off. No, I want to leave a mark for them to know that yes, Titi was here and she did wonders. But even me, at some point, I was doubting myself. I was like, no, I'm going to do this one. I must do it, and I'll make sure that there's a video and I'll make sure it goes round. So guys, that day I actually told my mom that I'm doing one song. She's like, at least okay, oh, you know, got embarrassed there. Imagine. So I got there, you guys. Play the first song, play the second, play the third, play the fourth, play the fifth. And I went on and on until my time was up. And yes, after I was done, I don't know if you guys know what I'm talking about, but if you know this feeling that when you're done with something, just like, you're just like, yes, finally, that sigh of relief that, yes, I did it. And from there upward, I was a star. In my own world, I was a star. In some people's world, yes, I was a star. I know I did a lot. But right now, I'm on a break with saxophone. First, my saxophone is one bad self. So, yes, this story is just, I feel like I should just say, because I feel like it's a little bit of motivation for this new year. I mean, if there's something you've been pursuing for all these years, please, let's just set your goal on it, and I'm sure you're going to get it. There's no how you're putting your eye on something and it's no work. It's just determination, guys. There are times I've given up, but yeah, please, I'm not going to stay on this topic. I'm not a motivational speaker, but yeah, just sit down to old body for the beginning of the new year's, know what I'm talking about. But the main agenda is coming, so please just hang on there tight, okay? So guys, I have a guest. Yes, I guess you didn't see that coming. I have a guest, and I'm going to introduce her right now, but you know I'm all about them breaks, so I'm coming back, okay? Just wait for me, I beg. Don't go anywhere, be here. WCZ, you know it's mo easy. You know easy to do a easy. Now who do the busy? Don't go by G. Oh, it's Mandico. Now who do the beat? Mr. One Day Cole, Mr. One Day Cole, how does it feel going from machine to mo hits? Enjoy, follow my I hope that break was not too long for you people. So yes, it gave me enough time for the guest to walk in. I'm sure you guys were not expecting a guest, but like I said, I used to come where people not expect me. Like a thief in the night. So yes, I'm back. So I'm going to introduce this one. She will introduce herself. You know, it's all about the hype, but one and only. One and only. So has been running away from the radio station, but you know, it's 2022. We gotta make some changes. So like, so I have here with me. Okay, introduce yourself.
I'm Angie. How you doing?
Yes, like you heard. So crazy things happened this week, and I'm sure you guys weren't even expecting it. You people, just a minute, not a minute, just one day before 2022, the evil doers wanted to cut short. But praise the Lord, I have the spirit. In fact, we have the spirit of God in this house, in this abode. Nothing bad can happen. But I'm sure, like, for those people that had my contact, right, you guys should like have a little angle of what I'm about to say. But yes, nobody really got the full gist. So yes, I'm about to break it down for you now. So yes, she's gonna start narrating it now. So yeah, what's up?
Okay, so guys, I needed a flash drive from a friend of ours. It had information about an exam, and I changed my phone, so I needed to contact him, and I found his number, the Ukrainian number and the Nigerian number. And since the Nigerian number had a profile picture on it and not the Ukrainian number, I was like, okay, maybe he's using the Nigerian number for his WhatsApp. So I contacted him. I sent him a message And I was like, okay, did you give the flash drive to one of our friends? That how can I get it from you? And the person left me on read. And I was like, this is weird. So I called the person some days later. And the person didn't pick. And then later on, the person called me. And he was like, yes, you said you needed something. I was like, that yes, did you give the flash drive to our friend? And he was like, no, he didn't give the flash drive to our friend that he's with seat. And I was like, okay, how can I collect the flash drive from you? Now, first of all, this person's voice was different. It didn't sound like the friend that I know. But I was like, okay, maybe someone else picked up the call.
Maybe something that maybe aliens have abducted him.
So I was like, yes, did you give the flash drive to our friend? And he was like, no, that he's the flash drive. I'm like, okay, how can I collect it from you? And he was like, that it's in the room. And I was like, that didn't make any sense. It was just awkward because like, I'm asking, like, if I was talking to the right person, there's a particular response that would be normal. But like, how you tell me it's in the room? Like, that's quite confusing. So I was like, I immediately caught the call. I was like, this does not seem right. And then the person started sending me voice notes that with this whole Abero voice or whatever. So before I can give you the flash drive, you have to give me something. And I'm like, sorry. Do you know what I'm asking for? And the person was like, yeah, yes, now you ask. And he kept sending voice notes. I was like, I wonder why the person is not typing. So
the voice notes were like short, like 1 second, 2 second voice notes. Like this is something you can type.
Yeah, like exactly. This is something you can type. So I don't know why he was sending voice notes. And he was like, that I know that it's flash drive that you want. And I was like, okay, this one you're asking me for something. What do you want? So that you have to give me like $200. And I'm like, wait, hold up. Do you know what is in this flash drive? I know that is my flash drive, that is my property, that only me knows what is inside, and you know what you need the flash drive for. So do you want the flash drive or not? And I was like, it was like that do you want the flash drives in plural? And I was like, how many flash drives are there? He was like that he has two. I was like, that there's only one flash drive that we're talking about here. And he was like that, no, that he has his own and his friend has his own too. And I'm like, okay, what is in the flash drive? You know that that why you're asking me questions, that do you want the flash drive that is a big secret what is inside and only me knows what I want the flash drive for? I was like, do you realize that you've given me this flash drive before? So why are you asking for money now? I was like, that's when I gave it to you, I immediately collected it back because of what was inside, the gravity of what was inside. And now that you want it back, that you have to pay and you must give it back to me because this flash drive is so important. I was like, okay. Because right now, I've already gotten the hang of like, okay, this person is probably just trying to... this person, first of all, is not the person, does not have any relation to the person I was actually trying to contact.
He's trying to pull a Lagos.
And I was like, okay, first of all, this person is trying to obviously dupe me. And it was very obviously, it was clear. I was like, okay. So I started playing along that, okay, how much do you want? He was like, I want $100. I was like, okay. At this point, I ran to Maria's room and I was like, Maria, some things, like, I broke it down, what is going on? And then she was like, okay, we started recording. And then he was like, that he wants $200. And Maria was like, how much is that in Naira? He was like, 180K. And she was like, is it for one flash drive or for the two? Say for each. Like for each of the flash drives. I'm like, so 180K for each. He was asking that, do I want one or two? And I was like, oh, no, I want the two. And I was like, okay. We're not asking that, okay, that he should send his bank details, his account number. He started calling the account number for us. When I said, okay, what is his name? And I told his name, obviously, he was Yoruba. Even Maria could already detect that he was Yoruba from his voice. I want to ask him that, okay, sorry, I asked him that, how can I get the flash drive from you? That are you in school? He was like, no, he's not in school, that he's at home. I'm like, but your classmates are in school. I was still trying to act like I was talking to my friend, and my friend is supposed to be in class by this time. So I was like, are you in school? And he was like, no, that's it. He's at home. I'm like, but your classmates are in school, and I'm in school right now to collect the flash drive from you. And I was like, no, that he's at home. And I said, okay, where should I meet you? That Master Livarov. And obviously, I mean, it's obvious that he does not live in Ukraine. So he was kind of confused because he does not understand, obviously, what Talivarov is. So I was like, I'm Talivarov, where are you? And you're like, he's at home. And I said, okay, and I asked him, where do you live? So that I can give the, so I'll know how I'll give the flash drive back to you after I collect it. And I said that he lives in Lekki. Lekki phase one. In Lagos. And I'm like, wait, hold up. I was like, do you think I live in Nigeria? And he was like, I didn't know where you live before. With his accent and his English. I didn't know where you live before. And I was like, I don't live in Nigeria. So what are you talking about? That is when, obviously, he knows that, yeah, the jig is up. We have, yeah, the court has been done. So we're like, I gave the phone to Maria, and Maria asked him, you're Yoruba, right? Obviously, she's Yoruba now, she can speak Yoruba. So she spoke to him in Yoruba that, you're Yoruba, right? She now told him on Yoruba that, you're not okay. Your head did that, sir. You're not okay.
With all due respect. Because this guy thought that, you guys, this guy thought I'm a very stupid person. It was not like, it was like, let him consult his accountant. I said, accountant, only boo you, this stupid Yahoo boy.
Yeah, so she insulted him in Yoruba now. And that's how he was not telling her that, that this is how we are feeding, you know, that he can even teach her the work, that this is how our grandfathers are feeding, that he can teach her the work.
You people, I was shocked because immediately after I revealed to him that I was Yoruba, right, he now started like sending voice notes and speaking in Yoruba, saying that, oh, that she is my great grandfather in this job. I'm like, first of all, I'm not even dragging the job. In fact, this is not even the job I do. Because for you to say that you're my great-grandfather in this job means that I'm also doing the job, but I'm a novice. But I'm like, uncle, I'm not dragging your job with you. And it's not cool to do this kind of thing to people with their hard-earned money. Like, we are students. I feel like this is heavy. Maybe you pay me more because I don't have $200. I don't have to see $200. So I was like, it was not like he's going to teach me, the work that as long as I'm a Yoruba girl, now let him teach me, that let him reveal himself. You people, that's how this man showed video of his juju, calabash, and one padlock with feathers. Hey, blood of Jesus. He now said that he has been using juju to talk to us since and everything. He probably thought he was working for us at some point because we're going along, that we're catching clues. I asked him for his bank account number. I was begging him, I bring the flash. Really, he did not know that we're catching clues. But I'm like, as long as I have Jesus, nothing can happen to me, because this man is a very crazy person. Like, I didn't even watch the video to the end. Before I watch the video now, something will happen, enter a knife and cut my own throat.
Like people are very, very, as she opened like the video and she was looking at the one thing that looked like bird that has bad luck on it, I just saw what she was looking at. I just grabbed the phone from her and switched it off. Like, the next picture was a picture of his shrine. His whole shrine. The whole thing. And when I was sending voice notes after that, I just, you know what? I deleted everything. Deleted it from my phone. Went to recently deleted and deleted it again from there. And I blocked the guy. Ha! It's not me that you put you people use and do juju for the money that I don't even have. Before we enter 2022, it's not me.
You guys, after this thing, I called my mom, and mommy said that Shemi, this would have worked if we had $200. I would not have $200. I can't even first work. That's number one disappointment. It can't work because there's no money he wants to collect. There's no way he wants to see the money from. Anyways, how is this for the end of 2021? Because just imagine if somebody that is not even like strong like that. Or somebody that is, I don't know, so that their head is even ready to be used safe. Or just another random person. Because this one, I just feel like this is just the protection of God. Because I feel like if it was not for, like, God, or just for prayers and everything, I'm wondering, like, what could have happened? We would have sent $200. After we sent $200, then your eye will not clear. Ha! And by that time, there's no going back. because it's going to take strong miracle for the person to even send the money back, which is 1% in 1% of cases happens. 99%, your money has gone. So, anyways, yeah, I'm thanking God for prevention, no, because prevention is better than cure. Just imagine someone has fallen into this trap now. So, yes, that's for this story. But I'm coming back. Yes, we are going to play a game. And that's going to be our last segment. But you know the vibe already. You know the next word that is about to come out of my mouth. Break. Yes. So, I'm going to be back, guys. Hang on very, very tight.
I know you're in love. Call me up the Mac with the extension. And me up the money for your extensions. Call me like. Guns and girls, I feel keep the balance. And up in my world, when I sleep in a man, anytime it could go down, she won't hold up, she let it all out. Bow, 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 bow.
My favorite girl had the French braids. I had a crush on her since back a day. She say our Usna needs a bandit.
Okay, I'm back. So I said I was going to be playing a game, right? Yeah, so let's get into it. I'm just going to be calling a few of my friends and yes, ask them this trivia question. Let's see if they know it. Please don't judge my friends if they don't know it. So yeah, I'm going to be calling a friend of mine. His name is Praise. So yeah. Just hold on, let me give him a call. I'm calling him.
Hello?
Praise, what's up?
Yeah, I'm okay, what's up?
It's fine. It's Maria that's talking now.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
Yeah. What are you doing now?
I'm watching football.
Hello. Anyways, so I have a question for you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. What gets wetter and wetter the more it gets dry? Oh, sorry, rather, what gets wetter and wetter the more it dries?
What gets wetter and wetter the more it dries?
Yeah.
Tongue?
No.
No.
It's a towel. A towel.
Yeah.
That's why you have $150 for me like that.
Nah, it ain't been.
Okay. This one I did not see. Anyways, Sha, this is trivia questions on MVI today.
And what a fucking error. No, me, I be the watch. I did watch much now. Why I talk for Kenya?
Ode, I said this is trivia questions on MBITD.
Ah, you're sure?
I did not get it. Olodo.
God damn.
Happy New Year, baby. I'll see you later.
Happy New Year, child.
Okay, so that went like that. I'll just let me call one other person. Oh my God. So,
hi,
Dami, what's up? Okay, so I want you to complete these lyrics.
There's meat in my mouth. Hold on first. I am listening.
Okay, so this is the lyrics. I changed my number a couple of times because man kept calling me for things. Continue.
I changed my number a couple times because man kept calling me for things. And then... I used to chop my mouth.
Hey!
Wait, I know it. I changed my... Wait. I changed my number a couple times because mama calling me for things. And man, I hate him and the wave and blah, blah, blah.
You actually kind of got it. We are going to play it now and see what you did.
Yeah.
I changed my number a couple times, cause man kept calling me for things a man I hate.
Yeah, you actually kind of got it. Pele Ode fan. As we had them on this show now.
Give me another one.
No!
I have to prove my loyalty.
Okay, I'll give you another one. Okay, complete this. I heard Bullet sing higher than Mariah in the choir.
I heard Bullet sing higher than Mariah. Spend a lot of time trapping, but I'm demanding a require.
Okay, you started well, but you didn't finish it well.
Wait, I swear, do you know I struck my mouth?
We wrapped this thing, finished that day.
Yeah.
Try again.
There's a vibe when you're rapping with someone and when the song is playing, but when you're alone, you're
Try again. I heard Bless sing higher than Mariah in the choir.
Spend a lot of time trapping because I'm the one they require. No. Wait, spent a lot of time trapping.
And now
I'm trying to retire.
Yes! Oh! She got it! Oh, you want a plate of food? She's a true day fan. I told you that she'll not disappoint.
I mean, I proved my worth.
I'll call you back. I have one more victim.
Bye-bye.
So, guys, that was Dami. Yeah, she was on this show in episode 3, season 1. So, yeah, I have one more person, and that'll be the last person for the day. Okay, guys, I wasn't able to get a hold of the last person, so I guess, yeah, this is already okay. We'll meet next week. And yes, it's been fun being on here. Once again, Happy New Year, guys. I'm glad we all made it here. And I hope and I pray that this is going to be the best year we've ever had yet. Anyway, so this is gonna be my goodbye for today. So yes, I'm going to get into my own New Year groove now. You know, go out, order some food, you know, just party, play some music, and yeah. Yes, so I'm trying to get into my own groove. So yeah, see you guys next week. Once again, this is Maria on Maria's Broadcast in the Dark. And yes, if you have your stories, if you have some song requests, whatever you need, just slide into my DM on IG at Maria_Maryeh_. Slide into my DM and I'm here waiting for you, baby. So see you guys next week. Bye. Mwah.
Have you been tried in that fire? I heard bullets sing higher than Mariah and choir. Spent a lot of time trapping, now I'm trying to retire. But this shit runs in my blood and I'm the guy they require. Yeah, these guns don't bring nothing but prison and death still. All my niggas just admire the fire. Bro, squeeze any miss, but we admire a trial. Finesse kid, you can never lie to a liar. Fred got the fire, I fired for days. I gotta write them in my notes, they'll be igniting the page. Grinding in cold nights, putting light to the flame. Now there's no flame, and I can melt the ice in my chain, yeah. I really put the ice and rice for the cane. Me and Santan, you won't see nothing like this again. That's my young boys again, on the glide with the flame. I just really hope your block came with fire escapes. Before my entrance, I took the fire exit. Tried and tested, about 20 times arrested. 2 times guilty, no comment, I guess they guessed it.